God, praise God, oh God.
Crusades and seminars all over the world.
Check one. Oh, my God.
Romans 1:16 says, the gospel.
All right. Praise God. We're back. That was a live on-air crazy thing. I mean, the mic cable actually broke as I was moving the mic. That was a first, right? So I'm going to be getting live tonight. It is October 8th. And the mic cable actually broke in the beginning of the broadcast. And that was just unbelievable. But you know what? Praise God. I'm going to see what's going on here. Now we got no phones here. Are you kidding me? This is just an attack, right? Be right back. My God. Zoe, you there?
Yes, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff going on because I what happened is the cable broke on the microphone, right? And then I ran upstairs to grab it off my guitar mic. I have upstairs, I have another mic cable there. Then I realized it was wrong. It was a quarter inch to the XLR, and then I remembered I gave my guitar my microphone cables to the church that were donating to another church in Africa. So I only had this cable. Luckily, I found it, but that was got through that one.
Jeez,
yeah.
What would we do without technical difficulties on watching radio? We wouldn't have a show.
It was the second I touched the wire, it just snapped off. I couldn't believe it. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to get Marty Weinstein on. Redbeard is MIA. Faith Radio, if you did not receive your Faith Radio, it's most likely Maria's fault. I got most of them ready upstairs. If she's dropped the ball with that project, that's between her and the Lord. And she's got addresses there and stuff. And some of them have shipped out, some of them have not. But if you haven't received yours, please remind us, toll free, 877-734-6327. And you're going to have to stabilize your noise. What are you, up in a tree?
Well, actually, right. Yeah, I'm actually in the wind right now. The hurricane's coming in.
There's no hurricane.
Hold on. I'm getting out of the wind.
God, this is like the Keystone Show here.
Yeah.
Are we going to make it through this broadcast? This is live. Oh, my God. You're worse than Redbeard.
This is the prophetic. No,
you were judging Redbeard, saying he sounded abominable, and you got all types of wacky stuff going on. Okay?
Well, listen, now I'm in silence.
I want to get into some scriptures here, because, I want to touch on something about the goats, okay? The spirit of the goats, the sons of Belial. Now, we're going to be patching in Marty Weinstein, known as Marty Banner, but I want to touch on this whole Mandela effect. If you've been following us, as you know, there's been changes in this reality, okay? Through the morphing of alterization with the quantum physics, they have been able to mutate. And at the same time, they're issuing mind control through psychotronics, D-waves, however they're instituting it's always been that way type mind control to people. And it's like they're just going along, molding along with the system. It's like just a brain dead injection to a lot of people. For those that can see or a problem like me, because we're broadcasting alerting many, and I will tell you that Moses now has horns, goat horns. And to me, this is a symbolic warning that we are in the era of the goats. The goats are on the left, meaning, and there's a prophetic mixture of the words there where you could talk about the left also being the left, the lack of conservatism, right? So not saying that's what it means, but when the assembling of the Lord with the sheep and the lambs on the right, the goats were on the left. There was a separation. And right now we're seeing a separation, but it's being instituting by the Sons of Belial. The Sons of Belial are actually trying to bring the devil's kingdom here on earth, and they're being very successful now with the altering of the reality. And we see Moses has horns. Now, if you look at Michelangelo's sculpture, Moses has horns now. And then there's people that are under mind control that say it's always been that way. Now, listen, I captured a false memory coming to me in a dream months ago, like 6-7 months ago. And I was sleeping, and I had a dream that I was watching the History Channel, which I never watch. And I was watching this dolphin-looking animal with like a 7-foot spike on it. This is the dream I had. And I remember when this thing all started, I saw this actually on TV. This dolphin-looking thing, I don't know what it's called, but it has a 7-foot spike on it. So this reality now has this weird animal with this giant spike swimming around. It's funny, it's a horn, right? But Moses now has horns. So there's like a false narrative going out at the same time they're morphing reality. Now, Moses having horns is symbolic, like I said earlier, of the era of the goats. Demonic changes that have been taking place in the King James Bible, okay, are very interesting. Because we're seeing this whole morphing of the Word of God. But those that know the Word, and it's written on our heart, a little bit different there. Now, we better get Weinstein on. Zoe, how you doing?
Perilous times himself. Awesome. It's good to hear that Marty's coming on tonight. We haven't heard from him in a while. See what's going on.
What, 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. That's funny.
Where are you?
Me?
Yeah, you're not in Arkansas anymore, right?
Oh, no. I'm like down the street from Marty's studio, literally.
All right, we're going to get Weinstein on. Yeah. Zoe's up north, all the way up by Canada, helping Marty out up there. He's not in Arkansas right now.
Hello?
Weinstein.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna mute.
Oh my God, he's got the radio on. This is like amateur night. I've been on the air 14 years. This is the worst night ever.
He's in radio broadcasters here. Come on now.
This is the unbelievable. I had to go to commercial break twice, and now he's gone.
Oh, I'm right here.
All right. Hold on, Weinstein. So let me finish my narrative, and then you guys could bark along. This whole situation with the goats, okay, is interesting, okay, because goats also, the nature of a goat is to have what they call a herd queen. They have a female leader in their herds. It's like a Jezebelic empire of goats. And this is why they're pushing along for Hillary. She's like the herd queen of the goats, right? Do a little research on goats' nature. They bring a herd queen over them. So the spirit of the goats, when Jesus said the goats are on the left, he wasn't kidding. He wasn't kidding. Because this left, this lack of conservative, and isn't it funny that this week the left, the goats, the sons of Belial that promote, you know, teaching children sex, that promote transgender at the age of 2, that promote murdering of innocents and slaying of innocents all the way up to the 2 minutes before birth. Oh, what are you, 2 minutes before birth? Oh, we'll kill it. We'll kill the baby. And they stab it in the head and then they chop it up. And then they drink wine and talk about it and eat Caesar salad. And then they get caught, and it's like everything's okay. They're just all moral this week. This week, it just seems they're full of virtue. And Donald Trump said bad words 12 years ago, and he's evil. Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. They're in an uproar. The level of hypocrisy with the libtard media that's moving along and putting... And listen, this all comes down to globalism. They don't want... Listen... Trump represents empowering the church again, reversing the Johnson Amendment, which clamped the church from all its power, and instituting new SCOTUS seats that want to overturn Roe and Wade. Okay? Those two things alone are big. Very big. People don't realize it, but that alone, the goats, the sons of Belial, okay, do not want that. Are you getting it? Now,
absolutely. They are the betrayers. They will betray the truth. They are the tares.
Yeah, well,
and so, yeah.
The herd queen is Hillary. The Jezebelic spirit that's murdered, maimed, killed, slaughtered, full of corruption, they just give her a pass. Now, we see how, also, the nature of goats are to bite, they bully, they stray, they're very independent. The nature of the goat also is represented with horns. That all reverts back to what I said earlier about Moses now in this reality, that they've morphed this reality. Moses now has horns. Okay? Are you eating chips, Weinstein?
No.
I heard like a squirrely biting in the background.
Is that coming from my phone?
It's like a squirrely biting. Like you had a peanut. So,
not me. Listen, he's got a flip phone. Easy.
He's got a flip phone. He's 1979. So getting back to this goat spirit, okay, we are seeing a full manifestation of right now. I got news for you. This is it. They want you dead. If you have a belief in Christianity, if you have a belief in wanting to stop abortion, stop the militant homosexual agenda, and the instituting of open borders, you know, two types in foreshadows in Scripture of Antichrist spirit were Sennacherib and Nebuchadnezzar. They both were prophetic type of foreshadows of an Antichrist spirit, and the Sennacherib, who took down Samaria. And if you look in the book of Kings and Chronicles, you'll read that he divided he brought in open borders in Samaria so they could never reestablish themselves as a nation. They were broken down, and he brought in foreigners. That's how he destroyed Samaria. He brought in foreigners, and he populated that area. That's why all the way up to the days of Jesus, Samaria was considered abominable to the southern region of Jerusalem, because they kept it a little bit more together. They were taken down by Nebuchadnezzar, but that whole area of Samaria was known to be mixed with a lot more other gods. Because of that, Sennacherib populated other nationalities. So that is in the format of the spirit of Antichrist, to populate and to sparse the land so they cannot. And incidentally, when you look in Genesis, the Babylon spirit, that confusion spirit, was ministered in the same way. There was confusion set out by other languages. When those other languages began to happen, they couldn't form. They couldn't go forward like they were going forward, you see? So that's how that spirit of Antichrist in Babylon, this Babylonian spirit, is moving in the spirit of the goats, the sons of Belial. Now, I want to read some scriptures because I want to top that off with scriptures. We are in a time of the sons of Yah, the sons of the Lord, the sons of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christians against the sons of Belial. We are in a war. I mean, you see it. You can see it so perfectly. I mean, they want to kill you right now. If they see you and they know you represent what they hate, they will want to snuff you out. That's where we're at right now. So we're in a very crazy time in Christianity, for sure. So they're shaming anyone that supports Trump, by the way. They'll shame you, they'll surround you, they'll attack you, beat you up. We're in a very crazy time to be a Christian, because, and also an exciting time, don't get me wrong, because this is the fulfillment of Scripture, where we're seeing this sons of Belial begin to be very prominent in the land, where you could really see, I mean, more so than ever, the differences of the left and the right, no pun intended there, because the goats are on the left, but I'm saying it's the divisions there. And in the same token, we could also see the cake bake camp completely clueless. I mean, this is a part of Christianity. They're just completely out of the whole picture. They're just, well, they're gone. We don't even know what's going on. They don't even see what's going on. And you're like, what's going on over there? Well, how did that happen to them? And it's all from the false teachers that have embedded themselves in the church. They have populated their minds with delusions. And because of it, they're in a lot of trouble. We're in a time of great trouble. This is a time of great trouble. Because this is a time where the ready, real, and right is very, very important. And if you can't see what's going on, how are you going to be ready, real, and right? How are you going to see the delusions? How are you going to see the deceptions? Now, I'm going to get into these verses because we're already at the bottom and I want you guys to talk about what you have to talk about. But interesting to note in Matthew 25:31, I want to read some verses. I want to go to the Word of God. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon... Oh my God, the chicken noise is back. Is this unbelievable show tonight? I can't even read the Word of God. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, and the goats on the left. That's interesting. That's kind of how I was going along with this, the separation. And we see that separation beginning to manifest, and sons of Belial, the goats, and the believers, and then the delusional church. It's really that simple. Yeah, that's really what's going on. Delusional church, I don't even know where they sit in. I'm completely baffled by them. But Zechariah 10, verse 3, mine anger was kindled against the shepherds. I will punish the goats, for the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah. Again, a warning to the goats. And he wasn't just talking about animals. He was talking about goats, the people that were in the nature and the spirit of Belial. Now, the sons of Belial are a damned cursed here on earth. They are walking demons. That's all they are. Sons of Belial. When you see sons of Belial in Scripture, that they are walking demons they're talking about. Sons of Belial, they're walking demons. That's all they're talking about. Belial is the Satan. That's the principality demon that they were born of. Okay, there are some damned seed here on this earth. They're cursed. Deuteronomy 13, certain men, the children of Belial, you see what I'm saying, are gone out among you. Deuteronomy 13:13, check that out. Children of Belial. They were not children of the Lord. Judges 19, now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about and beat at the door. Here you go. More sons of Belial, cursed seed, walking demons. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about people that are coming to the full manifestation of who they really are. We're talking about satanic beings. We're not even talking about humans. We're talking about sons of Belial. They are the leaders of the goats. When I talk about the goats and that whole spirit of anti-conservative that hate Christians, that hate the cause of Christianity, that hate Christ, that want to stop anybody that wants to stop abortion, that wants to stop anyone that wants to stop the militant homosexual and transgender occupation that's going on. Okay, I'm talking about the spirit of Belial that's over that camp. That's what's going on. 1 Samuel 2:12. Now the sons of Eli were sons of the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. How'd that happen? And you know what they were doing? They were completely gone. They were having sex with little church folk. They were taking the sacrifices and desecrating them. 1 Samuel 10. But the children of Belial said, "How shall this man save us? They're interjecting doubt. They're doing, this is their operation. They're embedded. They're embedded in the church. They're embedded in the libtard movement. They're everywhere. 2 Samuel 23. This is where I wanted to go here with this. This is the prophecy of the last thing David ever said. This was the last prophetic word of David when he was on his deathbed. This is it. It says, now these are the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke unto me, and he has said in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made me as an everlasting covenant, ordering in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of spear, and they shall be utterly burned with the fire in the same place. Period. That's 2 Samuel 23, verses 1 through 7. That was one of the last things David said, a warning about the sons of Belial and how to handle them. That they couldn't just be picked up and thrust away. They're a demonic plant here on earth. So we're seeing a full manifestation of this right now. They hate you. They hate us. The Cake Bake Church, I don't think they hate. Because they're completely just in a delusion and they're just riding along with it. In fact, I don't even think they mind the sons of Belial. What do you guys think? Zoe?
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about them, I mean, if the Lord allows, he appoints them that are going to take over here. You know, if he wants a righteous seed to take over and do something different, well, God is ultimately in charge. But if people are clamoring for abortion and homosexuality and the majority is ruling, well, God is going to give them what they want. And so we pray and hope that it is Trump. And like you said, you know, there seems to be a protective hand over him despite his condition of immaturity. But, you know, he's a young man in the Lord, and he's got to come a long ways here. But, you know, we want to see Zion rise up here in the body here, a last chance for America to actually stand in the remnant. And so God may be giving us a chance with Trump. But, of course, you know, Hillary and her crew want to destroy that. And, yes, there is a war going on of light and darkness. It's very clear, and it's panging heavy right now. So, yes, I mean, they're taking their best shot to tear down a chance for this country to come to a place of change.
Yeah.
And we will see. We will see if God is going to allow this man to bring us to a place of change for the better, with a Christian value system, at least the best we can get from Trump and Pence. They seem to be Zion. As young in the Lord as they are, they have the opportunity to bless the remnant here when things go down, however it turns out. So ultimately, if Hillary gets in, we're in trouble. But I mean,
yeah. But do you see the raging? Do you see the raging of the sons of Belial right now?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just coming to the edge. The sword is drawn. I mean, obviously, God is separating the light from the darkness here, and the darkness is raging. So, but the question is, are we going to get a chance? There are prophets in the land saying Jubilee is coming to America again. Will that come to pass? That is the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I say something on that? I see that the Antichrist agenda is so entrenched in American society today, and the New World Order minions have so much control over the media, and we're so late in the game, I feel that it would be very much in their interest to try to stop Trump. So I think what we saw, the release of the video, that we'll see other releases at strategic times by the media in order to undermine Trump and his campaign. And I think they have so much control. The Antichrist agenda and the New World Order have so much control over the media that it's an uphill battle. And I think they will continue to release things to favor Hillary Clinton as we get further along close to November.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that we're going to see an all-out effort to stop Trump from the powers.
Well, the goats are all of a sudden self-righteous. They're the goats who are promoting militant homosexual, slaying children in the womb, cutting them up and selling them. The goats on the left are, you know, instituting this new narrative that, you know, Trump said something bad, you know, 12 years ago, and how evil he is. And, you know, here they are. I mean, it's somebody. Listen, let me tell you something else. Okay? The people that are going around judging him for this, senators, speakers that are judging him for this, you know, let me give you a little story, history. I remember David Wilkes talking years ago about Jimmy Swaggart judging Jim Baker very hard on his TV show. And he said that he called Swaggart to warn him that it's Matthew 7. Well, Matthew 7 used to say, he used to say, judge not lest you be judged, but now it's kind of different. But that's how I remember it. I read the King James. Listen, I don't even know the King James. If someone says, well, what the NISIT version say? I don't know, because I only read the King James. That's my main Bible. But I'm telling you, it always said, judge not lest you be judged. I remember it. I mean, I read it thousands of times, Matthew. So, you know, what happened here is also a setup for a lot of, God's going to use this. If there's any bones in their closets, I assure you, this is going to be swift judgment. Judgment's quicker now. So it's going to be all these people that are looking for stones and they're in a glass house in this situation. Be careful, because we know what happened to Swaggart briefly after that. He got, you know, the curtains came down around him. Right? And didn't go over well. And David Wilkerson did warn him prophetically about how he was handling that situation. It wasn't in love, I guess. And people need to be careful right now when they're, you know, detestable. Especially the goats that are on the left. They're all of a sudden acting real holy. It's kind of weird. They're trying to act like they're holy now. And these are the same people that are involved in all types of immorality, fornications, witchcraft, adulteries, whatever. Here they are, that now, in 2 days, have become completely virtuous, holy people. It's just unbelievable. It took this to make them holy. Now they're holy, so they can just judge the hell out of one person that they hate. Right?
Yeah. Well, Rich, the question is, can they sway our American population to vote for Hillary? Can that, if that happens with everything that's been put out about Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all the things they've done over the years, it's everywhere. It's all over YouTube. It's everywhere.
They don't care, Zoe.
I mean, if we elect them, I mean, what's going to happen? Where's this
they
country going to go
care.
If they get
listen,
elected?
Listen, Bill can rape people, okay? Rape them, and then they kill their cats. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's evidence about how they killed that woman's cats. And then they were going to kill the children. The hitman came up to her. I don't remember her name. But, I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, they could just do whatever they want. The media's going to give them a pass. And incidentally, Hillary just got busted and her speeches finally were revealed, what she's been hiding from Bernie all this time, was that, hey, she's for open borders. Okay? No border whatsoever. Like we talked about earlier, that Antichrist spirit, you know, the confusion and the grafting and the molding of nationalities to the point where there can be no uniformity. And that's exactly what's going on. Complete confusion. That's what they want. That's why they can't have Trump, because he doesn't care. He doesn't want to mold to their system. It's like Newt Gingrich said, he's not in their club, their secret club. That's what he said. You can Google it. Secret club. He's not a member of their secret club. And what did the Bohemian Grove say? They hated him. That was in Colin Powell's email, that the Grove people, the Bohemian Grove people, hated Trump. Right? So we know what that's all about. That's the secret club. That's the elites. This is all grafted into a globalist, Illuminatist, Antichrist system here on Earth, and the goats and the sons of Belial are working to achieve it, to bring it about, and they hate you, they hate us, they want to stamp out Christianity, and I got news for you, Obama was involved, and I got news for you, the State Department has lost loads of money. Okay, nobody knows what happened to $60 billion. Where did it go? It just, money just disappears. And like in the middle of the night, they're flying around $149 billion. What's going on here? So, you know, you better believe they funded ISIS. And he could have took ISIS out a long time when there were 2 weeks they were in open roads and convoys. There was nowhere to hide. He could have stamped out ISIS real easy when they were going into Iraq. Obama didn't do anything because he knew they were going to genocide the Christians, and that 500,000 Christians have been slaughtered in Iraq alone. Right? So that Antichrist spirit is alive and well. And incidentally, if you haven't known, this week Obama handed over the power of the internet to a company, a spawn subcompany of the UN, which is called ICANN. And this company is going to be in charge of the internet. They have the power of the internet, which CERN now invented, by the way. CERN rewrote history and made themselves the inventors of the internet. So they're involved in this whole thing. But if that's not bad enough, we know that Obama has always been, and I've been saying it here for 8 years, Obama has been always eyeballing Secretary General position of the United Nations. Now, with this power pass, down, kick the can down the road, to have the power of the internet later, and that's what this can develop into a tremendous power grab for commerce, for buying and selling. Are you getting it? Because everything, commodity, trade, futures, all done over the internet. So what's going on here, this can be a power grab that they could probably black out countries from the internet if they had to. Just think, you know, currencies are traded over the net now. Currency trade. Everything's done over the internet. That's where we're at now. So it could cripple a nation with that type of power handed. And that's really what's going on here. That was a power pass to the UN. That's all it was. That was a power pass. Obama has given the power of the internet to the United Nations. Period. That's what's happened. Weinstein?
Yeah.
Did you know about that?
Yeah, I heard about that, and it's an interesting development. Again, it's all the Antichrist agenda, and everything's shifting now. We're in a time of, well, you know, you mentioned troublesome times. In 2 Timothy 3:1, it says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And or another translation, it says, "Troublesome times, times of great trouble."
Yeah.
And that's what the church is facing now. We're facing a time of great trouble, great tribulation, perilous times upon the earth. And this is part of that. You know, they're going to shift everything into a world globalism, you know, bringing on the one world government for the Antichrist. And once they have control of the internet, of course, their censorship is going to come. They're going to censor out anything that,
that's what I'm saying.
Their agenda.
Yeah, Yahoo just got caught this week filtering every email that was coming in. They're filtering it.
Yeah, that's the word of the hour. Censorship.
This is what's going on. This is unbelievable, people. I mean, this is unbelievable. The power of the internet has been given, okay, to a dummy company set up called ICANN that's going to be controlled by the United Nations. I mean, can you believe this? I mean, this can only happen in the time of the goats. We are in a time of the rise of the Antichrist system, the sons of Belial. This is what's going on.
And this is control, Rich. You know, I mean, just go without the internet for a week. Try to run your business without the internet. Try to manage your life without the internet. It's a form of great control over the population. And if they have that censorship where they can start saying, okay, you can do this, you cannot do that, and then taxation of the internet, you know, I'm sure that imagine the revenue that could be raised for a world government through taxing the internet.
Well, it's another thing is corrupt Hillary. I mean, this woman, this herd queen of the goats has gone all over the country with a foundation set up saying, hey, look, throw your cash into this and we'll take care of you. Okay, throw your cash into my sub-foundation. And governments all over the world and leaders all over the world have been dumping money into this sub-foundation that she set up, which is a sham. And instituting favors through the government and of the State Department through this, they call it pay to play. And people just okay with it. I mean, when have you ever seen a time where people are so acceptance, they have such an acceptance to evil? I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, we could see tomorrow, okay, just, you know, on TV of Hillary cooking children. And then eating them and, like, you know, consuming them. And the libtard media, the goat media, the sons of Belial media would pull together and they would say, well, you really have to know Hillary's intent, you know, for eating those children. You know, they just come, you know, what was her intent? We can't just say she killed them. They could have been hungry. This could have been when Bill and her came out of the White House broke. You know, so eating those children is acceptable. We see. You know, it's just unbelievable. What is it going to take? What could she possibly do? Nothing. Nothing. Anything she does is accept. She is the herd queen of the goats. We're talking about the Jezebelic. She's the whore of Babylon, in my opinion.
You know, Rich, if she gets elected, I think the first move, she'll replace Scalia with probably a very liberal lesbian Supreme Court justice. And then once they have control of the Supreme Court, and I think they estimate that within the next 4 years, like three or four of these justices are going to be replaced. Now, can you imagine them being replaced with liberal?
Marty, they'll just kill them. She'll kill them all and then replace them.
Yeah, and we'll
you
have
think
a
they
panel
can?
Of liberal,
yeah.
Listen, imagine a Supreme Court of 12 liberal lesbian Supreme Court justices. Or how many? What is there? Seven? How many are on there? Seven or nine?
I don't know. Zoe knows.
Zoe, how many? How many on
this?
The Supreme
question
Court?
Is: can Trump save the day? This is where we're going. Are we dumping the Trump, or are we gonna?
I'm out of here, man. I'm leaving. You can stay here all you want. I'm leaving. So,
if Trump loses,
well, listen, we're 100 miles from Canada, so you're entrenched where you're at.
No, I'll be going to Switzerland. I'm going there, and I think I can carry a machine gun and ski, drink Swiss Miss, you know, stuff like that. You know, that'll be my life. I'll just get a machine gun and I'll, huh?
Well,
listen, it's a sign of an exodus.
I couldn't hear Weinstein. Weinstein said something. What?
What?
I'm saying Switzerland's a pretty good country, and they've been neutral in all the wars. You know, they're up in the mountains. You've got the whole population is armed, very secure place.
That's right. That's me. Yeah. Listen.
So listen to us. We're all planning an exodus out of here. He's going to Switzerland. I'm going to Canada. So what are we going to do? Pray that God has his way and turns this around? Or
no, I'm just telling you, I have a plan B, okay? I got my escape pod. I'm working on that situation. So,
well,
yeah.
you know, it looks to me like, this is what I see, is that they have such control over the liberal media.
They are the libtard media. They are them. That's them.
Yeah. Of course. So they're the mouthpiece of the liberal media, and they speak, and the people follow. So they've been mesmerized. People have been trained to believe whatever they see on, you know, the 6 o'clock news. So all they have to do is continue to release little clips. I mean, if they're going to release things from 12 years ago or however many years back, just think of the things they could release on Trump over the last decade.
Yeah, I'm sure they got more stuff on him. But RIP, RIP just said in the chat room, 9 judges, 4-4 split. Now, if Hillary gets in there, she'll just kill all of them and probably just put all new ones on. She don't care about killing people. They killed Seth Rich.
Well, picture America with a panel of 9 lesbian, liberal, female court justices.
Yeah.
That may be what you're facing, you know, with a Hillary victory. Now, listen to this. It's very, very apparent the hour is extremely late. Now, everyone out there listening, I mean, in the last week, okay, we give the Internet over to the UN. At the same time, Russia, Putin, is threatening to blow our military planes out of the air if they go over airspace in Syria.
Yeah.
And the Russian people, a week ago, they put a bunch of their government officials into bunkers, and now they're doing an exercise from the 4th to the 7th, just ended, where they put 40 million Russians and moving them in and out of bunkers. Now, is that saber rattling, or is that Russia getting ready for something they know is on the horizon? What do you guys think?
Some say the Ezekiel 28 war. I mean, we know Damascus, Jerusalem. There's going to be a war that breaks out right before this happens. So you could see it escalating. And whether the U.S. is going to be involved or not, well, Obama's pushing the buttons over there. It looks like we're going to be in some sort of limited war coming up here that's going to cause a lot of death and destruction. That's what it looks like. So, I mean, the World War III rattling is on. Yeah. You could see it all over the place. But the question is, are they really going to pull the trigger?
Well, it appears to be Ezekiel 38:39, Gog Magog war imminent. And from what scripture teaches, it says that the Israelis will burn the Russian weapons for 7 years. So apparently this war takes place prior to the final 7-year period, which would then give the impetus for a peace treaty. So if we get a war with Russia-Israel, right, then we get a peace treaty, the confirmation of the covenant with the Antichrist, and then we enter the final 7 years, 42 months of peace, then 42 months of great tribulation. And that appears to be where we are at. It appears that the next great event that's coming would be a world war that would initiate the final 7-year period that we would know as the tribulation in the 42 months of the final
great
tribulation.
Oh, my God, here we go, month guy. But I will tell you this, okay? People in the chat box all left because the MixLR went down, so I'm sorry about that. It's back up and running, even though everybody thought the show ended. The show didn't end. The MixLR shut down. This has been a show of a lot of attacks. Cord broke. Phones broke. Phone wasn't working. MixLR went down. Weird stuff going on. Because I think we're exposing, okay, the spirit of Belial that is operating right now in the land more than ever. And you can identify it very easily. Okay? This thugging and brown shirting they're doing by beating up anybody that is supporting Trump. Now, Trump, I said earlier, wants to overturn the Johnson Amendment, which strips churches of any power. Okay? Any voice in the land. Okay? It stripped them. Okay? This, Trump wants to reinstitute the church's power. Okay? That's a big problem for the sons of Belial. They do not want that. Get it? That's a big issue. And also stacking the SCOTUS with conservative judges. Like RIP said, 4-4. And if you just got 2 judges in there, very conservative, you know, Roe and Wade could be overturned. Okay? The goats, the sons of Belial, they do not want that. They want to keep killing children. They want to hack them, eat their salad and drink their wine and sell their organs. Okay, that's what's going on. This is a crazy time. This is very weird. We're in a weird realm. I said earlier, Moses has horns. When I've never seen Moses. Moses, everywhere you look, has horns in this reality. Why? Because they've changed it into the scape of the goats. We're entering into an evil era. Things are becoming more and more wicked right before your eyes. Magically.
You know, another thing, Rich, is that things are becoming much more clear, like black and white. You know, when you look at something, it's either godly or it's wicked. It, you know, when you look at believers, you know, you can see the tares from the wheat. Everything's becoming more and more clear as to where people are standing as far as the truth, the scriptures, and God is concerned.
Now I hear a chicken in the background again. I just can't believe the show.
Listen, that's my dog barking at some other dog going by or something.
Oh, it's unbelievable. This is just...
Chicken bark.
This is the most crazy show I've ever done in 14 years. I mean, this is even worse than the time I left Guna in 2005 in my house and went to Starbucks during a live broadcast. This is worse. But I will tell you that, yeah, we got chickens and now we got dogs. This is like... what's that show with all the animals? But anyway, well, instantly, we're in
listen,
times of Noah,
sort of
right?
Like the campfire chat, you know, with the.
Well, Meebo Man got rid of the campfire chat. Itlo, I don't think believes in deliverance anymore.
We had beans and rice cooking. We had fire crackling, thunder, crickets.
Listen, folks, we are live on the air at WWCR. I will tell you, if you did not get your faith radio. 877-734-6327. Sorry about this. I know you're on your radio. A lot of people listening in on the shortwave. And this show has been... it's Zoe did it. Anytime he's on, we have these problems. But... and Redbeard's gone. What happened to Redbeard? Redbeard just disappeared. I mean, this is crazy.
He was supposed to be part of this roundtable tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Redbeard's gone. So, you know, we lost Redbeard. Now, 877-734-6327, toll free. Faith Radio, we sent a bunch out this week maybe, and we got some sitting upstairs that need to go out. And if you have not received your Faith Radio, please contact us. I know it's waiting for them is kind of annoying. I know we got to get those out, but mailing address also, if you want to write in snail mail, a lot of people doing that now, and that's even easier because we have written out your address. If you want to kick into the project also to help us buy more radios also, you can mail us at Watchman Radio at 47 West Lake Drive. That's two words, West Space Lake. And that's Patchogue, PATCHOGUE, New York, 11772. That's 47 West Lake Drive, Patchogue, PATCHOGUE, New York, 11772. Watchman Radio. NextCrusade.com gets you to the archives. The PayPal link is gone. Some people used to donate with the PayPal link. That used to be there, and it's gone. So that's another problem we got to fix. If you're just going to use the PayPal to help out the project, it would just be donations at watchmanradio.net. That's you email that address on PayPal. Now, that's watch, M-E-N, not M-A-N. So donations at watchmanradio.net. You have to do it that way. The link on the site is gone. That's another issue, so please remind us to fix that. On a side note, we are really praising the Lord. We're almost at the top of the hour. This broadcast was a vent. We were venting a little bit about the aggravation of having to see militant formations of the spirit of the goat operating like never before. I mean, it's just really obvious. When I just and walking around, listen, if you have a Trump hat or sticker in New York, that you could get gang stalked. It's like Nazi brown shirts, man. And then they'll beat you up and then blame you for being a brown shirt. It's unbelievable. It's just crazy. I mean, they will gang stalk you, attack you, beat you up, and then say that you're a Nazi brown shirt. Can you believe it? So we're in a time of, you know, they're calling good evil and evil good. What do you think, Zoe?
Well, listen, I got to give thanks for a minute. I got to thank you for shipping that wonderful guitar to me, Rich. Been waiting a long time for that nice acoustic, but finally came to the house, safe in my room, and I can't wait to get to play that. I really appreciate you sending that out to me. It's beautiful.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, well, you don't have it, though.
Well, I didn't play it yet, but I have it. It's locked up.
Where is it?
It's in my room in the house. When I get back, I'm going to unwrap it.
All right, this show is becoming like a social club. Listen, this is a serious broadcast, okay? I'm trying to really focus on what's going on in this world. You know, this is crazy.
Listen, it is crazy, but you know what? We got to give thanks in the midst of it no matter what. You know, we got to go on with our lives and live like Christians should live with joy, peace, hope. We got to pray for our leadership and hope that
the whole MixLR stream shut down. All our listeners in the MixLR are gone. Couple in there. We got Taraki hung in, RIP, and a few others hung in there. But we even lost Maria, Sammy, even people that are involved are gone. But Tarek and RIP, hung in there. We're at the top of the hour. Watch your radio. We love you. The Lord loves you. We bid you peace. Tonight we vented a little, but we'll be back next week by the grace of God with, I think, Stuart Best is going to be on, right, Zoe?
Amen, amen.
Stuart Best is going to be joining us. So again, be alert in this time of the goats and the sheep and the lambs, the division that's taking place right here on Earth, and the rise of the Antichrist, what they're doing with CERN, what they call the Mandelic or the quantum effect. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, folks, and we're here to report on it. We'll be back next week by the grace of God. Good night. Peace. Good night, guys.
Good night.